present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Now, you guys and broads has maybe been thinking that it's about time that me and Myrtle got hitched. I mean, after all, we has been walking out together for quite a long time. 16 years or something? I don't remember exactly. Well, one of the reasons is that I believe in a guy being sure before he gets married. Yeah. You know what they says. Marry in haste and have a seizure or something like that. Anyways, I wants to be sure. And further, I wants to be sure I am sure. Now, not that my Myrtle ain't a great broad. She is. And I knows she will make a great wife one of these days. Nah, it's like when you go swimming, you know. Everybody dives in. Then they realize the water is freezing. But they can't get out and tell you, gee, the water's freezing. Oh, no. No, no. They all waves and tries to get you into, you know. Come on, come on. The water's lovely. Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, what I wants to tell you guys abroad about this week is about me and Myrtle getting hitched and about Red and getting hitched. Me and Kowalski is sitting in my cab 1 a.m.
You know, Chuck, I wonder why they call him the best man.
Oh,
the best man. Why is he the best man? And if he is, why ain't the broad marrying him instead of the joke beside her?
Which joke?
This joke, see?
Huh?
I was a teenage child bride, two romantic pictures.
Is you carrying on about that junk again?
Junk? Junk? It's all here, ain't it?
Look, leave us not go into all that jazz again. That true romance in pictures is junk.
Just because you don't know?
Don't know what?
Please pay attention, Chuck Edwards, and I wouldn't have to keep repeating myself. I said, if the best man is the best man, then why ain't he the one who the broad is marrying?
He is the groom's best man.
You mean he should be marrying the groom?
The groom's best friend, like the bride is given away, and the groom has his best friend there as his best man.
That ain't a very nice thing to do, give the bride away. He must be a louse, that guy. Anyways, what does she do?
It ain't that kind of giving away.
Who would give Myrtle away?
Well, it's usually the bride's father.
And who would be the best man? Me, huh, Chuck? Me, hmm, Chuck?
Well, when we gets married, I suppose it's so. I mean, after all, you does share the apartment with me.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you make a guy feel real wanted. I suppose it's so. Gee.
Listen, I don't have to propose to you too, you know.
Who asked you? I wouldn't marry you if you was the last girl in the world. And you ain't even a girl, never mind the last.
Look, it is early yet. Leave us not get the day after that kind of start, huh? You would be my best man when I gets married. I would like you to be my best man. I want you to be my best man. You would be the best man a guy could have, okay?
Well, that's close. I'll think about it.
Thanks. Think about it?
Yeah, and the way you was treating poor old Mike, I's gonna have a lot of time to think. 16 years, gee.
Now, don't you start on that.
Yeah, but now you've asked me to be best man. I mean, it's like I's gotta have a wedding to be best man at, ain't I? Look pretty stupid being a best man with no wedding. What are you doing this Saturday?
It's you, cuckoo. Whatever it is, I ain't gonna be getting married.
Friday?
No.
You ain't gonna leave it till next week, is you?
Who's talking about next week or any other time? I'll get married when I am good and ready.
I'm going to be the world's first 90-year-old best man, everybody.
Look, Kowalski, do me a favor, will you?
What?
Just forget about me getting married. It's my wedding. I'll decide when.
Okay, sure. When?
I ain't deciding today.
Please, Chuck, don't shout. Whenever you's losing an argument, you start in with a shouting. Gee, here I am, a best man. And no wedding to go to.
Okay, already. Find another wedding to be best man at in the meantime. Get in some practice so you know what to do when mine comes along.
By that time, they'll have changed the whole routine already.
So get married yourself. Why does I have to get married just so you can be best man?
Well, if I get married myself, I can't be the best man as well, can I?
Ah, sure. Be the bride, too.
So what is funny?
You getting married is funny, that's what. You'd argue with a preacher. Anyways, who'd marry you?
Oh, is that so? Well, I just have to snap my fingers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh. When I was at public school, 69, all the girls used to chase me.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then they'd catch me and hold me down and slug me and call me names. Great days, huh?
Sure, great.
I remembers me a little broad called Petunia Goldblatt, Swedish. She had long blonde hair all down her back.
Pity it wasn't on her head.
She used to let me carry her books home for after school. Gee.
Oh, nice, huh?
Terrible. Every day she had more and more books. Finally, I was carrying home about 50 books for her every day. Different books. She never brought any back to school. Pretty soon, her old man opened a bookshop. They never found out what happened to half the school library. Gee, I wonder...
What?
Wonder what did happen.
Calling Cat 21. Calling Cat 21. Came in, right?
Yeah, hello, Petunia.
Petunia?
Yeah, just tell me one thing. Why'd you take your books to the school library?
Don't bother telling me what this is all about. I'm too busy. Got a fare for you. A guy called Brown phoned in from a drugstore on the corner of Chestnut and 6. Get over there right away.
Yeah, sure, Mike. Wait a minute. Nobody leave the cab.
What's with you?
Somebody stole the steering wheel.
This is my cab, stupid, and you was in the passenger seat. Look, there's the steering wheel.
Okay, move over.
Get back to your own hack, joint. This is mine.
Oh, okay, Mike. Through rain and snow, sleet and something or other, the mails will get through. I will get over to the corner of Chestnut and 6th.
So go!
If she was taking her books, that makes me...
What's he on about?
Not the usual, honey. Junk.
Well, don't forget the tickets.
Tickets?
Yeah, movies tonight, remember?
Of course I remember. So I'll get the tickets, okay? See you later.
Bye, Honeybun.
Bye, sweetie pie. I goes and gets the tickets. And this time I gets two. Yeah, enough of Kowalski is enough. Or have I heard that somewheres before? Anyways, like I said, I gets tickets for the movies that night. Kowalski, meanwhile, is picking up this Mr. Brown at the drugstore.
You Mr. Brown?
Yeah, you the cabbie?
Yeah.
Good. Well, let's go.
You didn't tell me where to.
Well, we could go to the cab for a start, couldn't we?
Yeah.
And then I could tell you where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
So let's go. I am in a hurry.
Okay, after me.
So lead the way.
Okay, yeah, sure. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a great day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sun shining. Great day for getting married, huh?
Oh, yeah, after life, that sort of thing.
You don't like getting married?
Nope.
Oh. So you won't be wanting the best man?
What would I do with the best man if I ain't getting married?
Yeah, well, that's one way of looking at it, I guess. Here we are. You okay?
Yeah, let's get going.
Sure. Just don't want to get there before the bride, does we?
What bride? I ain't getting married.
Oh, okay. Where to?
6th National Bank.
That's just down the block there.
Yeah, well, I want to make a withdrawal first. You can wait, and then I want to go someplace else.
Oh, sure, okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Right.
While Kowalski is out confusing this Mr. Brown, I has me a short fare or two. Then I settles down round about lunchtime to a hot dog and a carton of coffee in the cab. And I switches on the radio for a little music while you eats.
Calling Cat 19, come in,
chat. Yeah, hello, Michael Sugar.
You get the ticket?
Of course I got the tickets. You think I'd forget something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. Ah, well, you knows me. I don't go for these new jerky movies. It's an oldie.
Yeah, well, I like the old one.
I means the movies you gets today, what are they? They gets a story, they throws it away, they gets a couple of guys on broad you ain't never heard of, and the whole thing takes place on motorbikes, and you can't hear what they are saying on account of the fact they never opens their mouths when they speaks.
Well, it goes for reality, I guess.
So who wants reality at the movies? I gets it all day. When I goes to the movies, I want to see what life ain't really all about.
What's it called?
Oh, it's a real weepy. It's called Madame X. You see it?
No, but gee, I heard about it, though. Oh, I wanted to see that one for a long time.
Yeah, and after that, I thought we could maybe have a little snort or three and maybe some Italian food at that new place just opened on your block.
Gee, Chuck, your psyche knows how to show a date to town.
Ha ha, easy come, easy go.
We interrupt this program of recorded music to bring you a newsflash. The 6th National Bank was held up today. A single gunman robbed the bank of an undisclosed sum of money, at this stage believed to be more than $50,000. An interesting aspect is that the gunman used a taxi cab as his getaway car. Witnesses were unable to see the license number, but it was a cab from the Acme Cab Company with a number 21 on it. And now, back to the music.
Hey, you hear that, Moidle?
Yeah, I heard. Number 21, Acme Cab Company. That's Kowalski's cab.
Yeah, I know. Now, what the heck is the big joint doing getting mixed up with a bank robbery? How's about that? Kowalski's cab being used in a hold-up job. Me and Moitel is waiting to hear some word from the big lug. I mean, like he has a two-way radio in the cab. But of course, I might have known. Kowalski didn't even know what was going on at first.
You got your money from the bank okay, Mr. Green?
Brown. Yeah, I got it. Step on it, will you?
Yeah, I don't want to get a ticket.
Oh, no, that's right. Don't step on it.
You ain't told me where to yet, Mr. Black.
Brown.
Oh, I mean, when you got back in the cab, you just said, get moving, Buster.
Yeah, yeah. You better wait till it eats off. Can't just drive around in his cab, though. Somebody might get the number.
What's that?
I was thinking aloud.
Oh. Well, Mr. Beige, where to?
Brown.
Oh, yeah,
just,
yeah.
Just keep driving. I'll let you know, huh?
Hey, I got an idea, you know. How about the city hall?
What about the city hall?
Well, if you was thinking of getting married, that would be a good place.
Who is thinking of getting married?
Then I could get to be best man, maybe. Huh? And if I wait for Chuck, I'll never get to be best man. Gee, a whole life, I'm never a best man.
City Hall, huh? Dave, it's one place they can never think of looking.
Going at 21, going at 21. Come in, Red.
Hey, what's that thing?
It's the radio phone, you know, like we got to keep reporting back and so on.
Don't answer it.
Why not? What?
Oh, yeah, well, on second thoughts, answer it. But,
calling
Cap 21, huh?
Calling Cap 21, come in, Red.
Yeah, hello, Mike.
Yeah, what's this on the radio about your cap being used in a hold-up?
That is ridiculous. I've been here the whole time. What was held up?
The Sixth National Bank.
Yeah? I heard that name before.
Switch it off.
Oh. Where are you? Who's with you?
What are you sticking that finger in my neck?
Switch off.
Okay, you feel like that. Okay. Now, will you take that finger out of my neck?
This finger is a .38 police special, and it's loaded.
Who ever heard of a loaded .38 police special finger?
Huh?
Hey, that's a gun!
Shit, will you keep your eyes on the road?
Will you keep your gun out of my neck? Hey, Sixth National. That's where you went in to make a withdrawal.
Right, boy.
Hey, you see anybody out the bank to use my cab as a getaway car?
You really just done?
It was you. And in the cab was me. You has made me into a crook.
Yeah.
Before I got to be best man.
So?
Now I'm a crooked best man.
Listen, drive across town to City Hall.
City Hall?
You hurry.
Gee, we're going to a wedding after all. Maybe the day ain't wasted at that.
Gee, honey, even Red couldn't be that stupid. Taking a bank robber to the bank and then waiting for him to come out with the loot.
I tell you, that's what must have happened. I heard this guy say, switch it off. And Red said, what you sticking that finger in my neck for? And then he switched off.
So the crook is still in the cab with him?
Well, sounds like. And now he switched off so I can't get through to him. And he can't let us know where the cab's going.
Another fine mess he's got himself into.
Mr. White, if I get to be best man...
Brown.
Yeah, if I get to be best man, who's going to be the bride?
Who's getting married?
I think you was. Mind you, who'd marry a bank robber? Book robber, maybe. You never heard of a dame called Petunia Goldblatt?
Huh?
An old man runs a chain of bookshops.
What's that got to do with anything?
Nothing. No, I never could figure out why he sent all his 12 kids to different schools.
Mind you... That would be a great cover. I mean, like, who would look for me in a happy little wedding party?
Hey, listen, listen.
Yeah?
Listen.
Yeah?
I knew a dame, Mr. Blue.
Brown.
No, Myrtle, her name is dying to get married.
What color?
No, so why not let me call her on the blower? And she and Chuck can meet us at the city hall.
Who's she and who's Chuck?
Well, she's the broad on the other end of the radio, remember? And yeah. Chuck is her buddy, my fiancé. Her fiancé.
You get on that radio thing, though, and it cuts away after us in a flash. Oh, wait a minute, though. Chuck, is your buddy?
That's right.
Great buddies.
Best buddy a buddy ever had, buddy.
So,
He wouldn't want nothing to happen to you, now, would he?
No, no, nothing.
Well, that's great. I got you as a hostage, and then when this Chuck shows up with his boat, I got them as hostages as well.
Hostage? What hostage?
Well, like it means that if they blows the whistle on me, calls the cops, I shoots the hostage. Dead.
Who is this hostage again?
You.
Who? That would mean, putting it roughly, without picking words, generally speaking, that you would shoot me.
Yeah. Hey, watch out. What do you think you're doing?
No, I think for a moment I was going to faint, but I'm okay now. Shall I drop you right here, Mr. Poikle?
Well, you ain't dropping me. You is my insurance. We are going to the city hall.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, you get on a little radio of yours, tell that poor to be there with your buddy at the city hall.
Maybe they won't want to come.
Tell her she's going to be a bride.
She'll come.
And he's going to be a groom.
She'll come.
Him, too. He's got to be there. I is catching a plane to Mexico in an hour. And I think we'll fill the time in between, like you said. They can get married.
Chuck ain't going to like this.
You can be best man.
Yeah?
And I will give the bride away.
Trust you to do a sneaky thing like that.
Shut up. Get on the brother. Tell him to meet us there at the city hall and no cops. No word to the cops. Otherwise, you'll be the only cabbie in New York with two holes in the head.
Two?
Yeah. One you got already, the other my little gun will make.
Oh, well, that I need like a hole in the head. Hello, Meidel. Come in, Meidel.
Guys and bros, little knowing what was being cooked up for me, I gets a call from Myrtle saying that Red is being held at gunpoint by this bank robber and that he is going to get ventilated unless we gets over to the city hall right away. And she says, no cops. No cops?
No cops. Otherwise, if this bank robber guy sees a cop, he is going to gun down Kowalski.
But why the city hall, for Pete's sake?
Well, this crook thinks it would be a great cover until he gets his plane to be part of a happy wedding party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So who's getting hitched?
Us.
Oh, well, that's very... Us? What do you mean, us?
Oh, ain't he romantic?
I ain't getting hitched to keep no trunk from being noticed by the fuzz.
Well, if we don't show, that's Kowalski done for.
You mean I has to get hitched to save that big lug?
Well, that's one reason.
Yeah? What's the other?
Jack Edwards, you is so unromantical. Me. Me. That is the other reason.
That is blackmail.
Well, I never thought it'd happen like this.
I might have known that if the day ever dawned when you and me tied the knot, Kowalski would be to blame anyhow.
Blame? Blame! Stop the cab!
Huh?
You hide, stop the cab! I wouldn't marry you, Chuck Edwards, if you were the last man on earth.
If I was the last man on earth, I'd be having too much of a ball to marry anybody.
For the last time, stop the cab!
Look, you told me yourself if we didn't pitch at City Hall, Kowalski would get his. Now, I don't want that on my conscience, do you?
Conscience? You ain't got no conscience.
Yeah, well, anyways, leave that out of this discussion. We gotta go to City Hall.
We gotta get married.
Oh, boy, I'll think of something.
Huh?
I said that stupid punkin Kowalski getting us in a mess like this.
Trapped. Well, while my future was being decided for me, this guy Brown gets Red to park the cab some way away from City Hall. They walks there, him with a suitcase with $50,000 in it in one hand, and the gat stuck in Kowalski's side, covered by his jacket in the other. Well, they gets there without rousing nobody's suspicion. Mind you, New York these days, you could ride an elephant down Fifth Avenue without rousing nobody's suspicion. They gets to the place where the marriage is perpetrated and meets up with me and Michael.
Well, congratulations, Mike. This is your wedding day.
Wedding day? You get yourself in a mess and we have to pull you out.
This is Michael and Chuck, and this is Mr. Maroon.
Brown, and skip the small talk. Now listen, no false moves, nobody. I got a gun in this red-headed lunk's ribs, see?
Well, I heard of shotgun weddings, but this is ridiculous. The best man with a gun in his ribs.
Gee, am I gonna be best man?
Listen, I didn't make the arrangements.
No, I did, and that's the way it's gonna be. You and this skinny broad is going to get hitched, then we has our photos taken and so on, and then we drives to the airport, and I gets a plane to Mexico, and if you behaves yourselves all this time, you gets to live.
Yeah, then we can also catch a plane to Niagara Falls.
You ain't.
I ain't what?
You ain't coming to Niagara Falls with us on our honeymoon for the 300th time.
Not coming? Not coming, me? I made this whole thing possible.
Yeah, and I'll never forget you for it.
Gee, thanks, Chuck.
I didn't mean it that way.
Now, listen here, Chuck Edwards. Being insulted in privacy is one thing, but in the middle of City Hall...
I ain't insulting you. But I would like to pick my own wedding date.
By the time you'd have got round to it, dates would have been out of season.
Come on, cut this out. Let's go through and get married.
Me? Marry him? Like this? Never.
Me? Be best man to him when he won't let me come on a honeymoon? Never.
Now, wait a minute. You got exactly 10 seconds to get moving. Otherwise, you won't be able to go to no wedding. It'll be your funeral. His.
Mine?
Sure.
Gee, that's life, ain't it?
Yeah.
One minute you're the best man. Before you know it, you're best man at your own funeral.
Yeah, well, that's the way the pretzel crumbles.
Now, listen, Houston. We better go along with him.
Chuck Edwards, if you think I'd marry you after what you said about getting married right here in the middle of City Hall where everyone can hear, you is out of your mind. I ain't that hard up. Plenty more fish in the sea.
You're going to marry a fish, Mike?
She is going to marry me before you get plugged.
Yeah, listen to Shorty here. He's talking sense.
Shorty?
Yeah, well, it'll make a change. And furthermore, you can go and see Madame X on your own.
What the heck is she going to do with anything?
Listen, will you three stop this?
Shut up!
What did you say?
You heard. Mike don't want to get married, and I don't blame her. I wouldn't marry that cheap steak.
I don't care who wants to do what and what they don't. You'll all do like I says.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got 50 grand and I'm going to make my getaway to Mexico.
Well, you ain't going to use my wedding day to do it.
And you ain't going to use my best man day neither.
Listen, you two jikes is nuts. He'll gun Kowalski.
Jike? Jike! So now I'm a jike, huh?
Listen, we got to do like he says. What choice we got?
Trust you, Chuck Edwards. When you finally does get around to getting me to the altar to do it in a sneaky way like this.
Me? Me? I had nothing to do with this. You dragged me along here.
Never mind who done what. Let's get moving.
Not me. Huh? When you does marry me, Chuck Edwards, you will do it right with a church and bridesmaid deluxe.
And a best man too, huh, mate?
Yeah. Not some dopey idea like this one. Come on, Red, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
You move and I'll plug you.
Oh, is that so?
Hey, you slugged him.
Sure I did. Come on, Mike. We're going to see Madame X. We'll leave Edwards here to call the cops.
You slugged him? When he had a gun in your ribs?
What gun? It was a finger. Yeah. All right, it was a loaded finger, but it was a finger.
Well, that thing on the floor looks to me like a 38 special.
You mean he really did have a gun?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wouldn't you know it, he fainted. Okay, let's get the cops. Yeah, that Kowalski is dumb. He told me afterwards he thought the guy was fooling, I ask you. Look, Kowalski, if you thought he was fooling, why'd you play along?
Well, I wanted to get to be best man, see? Anyway, sure was a great movie.
What?
Madame X. Yeah, I can't wait for the sequel. Madame Y.
Yeah. Somebody up there likes him okay. Me, I nearly found myself hitched after all the years of dodging. Of course, Michael wouldn't speak to me for a few days. But things is back to normal. Now I'm getting to the stage where I wish he wasn't speaking to me again.
Is that so? Well, let me tell you, Chuck.
Yeah, Michael, honey bunch, let me finish this story, will you?
Gee, what did I do to deserve those two?
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.